Happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody. So good to be here praising the Lord on this wonderful day of his resurrection. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. So we're going to start with Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high, sing ye heavens, thou earth reply. We have so much to celebrate this morning. So, Christ the Lord.
Thank you.
So lo, in the grave he lay. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ.
Thank our Lord for the fact that he took our place on the cross of Calvary, the fact that as he promised, on the third day he rose again. Yes, we have a lot to be full of joy about and a lot to thank him. Let us come to him now in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are astonished how you were treated when you came to Jerusalem. But we know it was soon to be revealed why you entered this world. You came to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. We know how you celebrated the Passover with your disciples, and how to this very day we can take bread and wine in memory of you. You went to the cross willingly. It was for us that you suffered and died. And by doing so, you who are without sin became the true and the only sacrifice that was needed. Once you had paid the price by giving your life, we acknowledge that as promised, you rose from the dead and then met many people before you returned to your Father. Oh, we've got so much to thank you for. We pray, Lord, for your world, and we want to show our appreciation by the way that we live our lives. And we know, Lord, that it is the risen Lord that said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Lord, we ask that by the power of the Spirit, we might do just that, that we might share your love with anybody and everybody that we meet. And we thank you, Lord, that as a little fellowship, we can witness here strongly for you. We want more and more people to come and to worship our risen, living Saviour. We pray for our friends who cannot be with us today. We think once again of Stuart. Oh Lord, how we pray that you would be all that he needs at this time. In the past, at Easter, he would be here, full of joy, acknowledging that you are the true living Saviour. But Lord, now, back at home, we pray that you would be his healer, his companion, and all that he needs. We pray for Rita. We pray, Lord, that that operation might take place soon. And what we pray for Rita, we pray also for April, who is waiting for her operation. Lord, we want to give you thanks for the way that you've answered our prayers for Brian's son, David. And we pray that you would continue to help him in his recovery. We thank you, Lord, for John and Margaret, Bruce's parents. Oh, Lord, how we thank you that Bruce is available to keep an eye on them, to keep them safe, and to help them in time of need. We thank you for that, Lord. But we pray that you would be with John and Margaret. They love you, Lord, and we pray that you would continue to be their guide. We also pray, Lord, for my own cousin, found dead in her bungalow last weekend. We pray for the family. We pray for all the investigations that are going on at this time. And as the family prepare for her passing, we ask that you would be their guide. So, Lord, we thank you for Shirley. We also thank you, Lord, for all of our family and friends. Some we may not mention, Lord, but you know. Yes, you know who they are. And we pray that you would be with them. And then, Lord, we pray for ourselves. We pray for Richard. We pray for Jilly and Robert. We pray for Brian. We pray for Deborah. We pray for Graham. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Jean, we pray for Sarah. And Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we love you. Forgive us when and if we fail you. But Lord, help us, empower us, equip us to be your faithful servants. You have kept your promise. We need, Lord, to keep our promise that we will serve you with and using the power of the Spirit, we will be awake and ready to do all or anything that you call us to do. Easter proves that you were all you said you were. And from that time on, we know that there is a remarkable relationship for all of us with our risen Lord. And that same remarkable relationship is available to all who believe in you. And so, Lord, may the glory be yours, and may we be your faithful servants, both now and at all times. In your wonderful name, Jesus, we bring this prayer. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Jesus came forth.
To our reading from Matthew 28. Jean is going to share the first part and Graham the last part. Thank you both.
Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The guards report. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated amongst the Jews to this very day.
Second reading is Matthew 28:16-20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Thank you, Pastor.
Thank God. This is true. What a wonderful Lord we have. Thank you, Jilly.
We're going to sing See What a Morning Gloriously Bright. And this is See God's Salvation Plan, wrought in love, born in pain, paid in sacrifice, fulfilled in Christ the man, for he lives. Christ is risen from the dead. Believers will live forever. That's what God's word tells us. That's not my words. That's God's word. That's God's promise. True believers will live forever. The prospect of living forever is a concept that is at the heart of many religions. Even people who say they are not religious would dearly love to possess eternal life because they are afraid of death. But for Christians, eternal life is a sure thing. We have God's own promise. And it is the fundamental element of our belief. So here is how eternal life is described in the Bible. How it is described in God's word. Number one, eternal life
is ours through Jesus. Jesus is all we need. Eternal life is ours the moment that we believe in Jesus as our Saviour. We don't need to work for it, do we? Because it's a gift. It's a gift from God. We don't need to worry about losing it because we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and He is our guarantee of eternal life. So, eternal life is ours through Jesus. Eternal life can also be, it is, a certain fact. How can we know we have eternal life? John says we need to believe in the Son of God. We need to believe in Jesus. The first Adam plunged mankind into spiritual death. But you know, when we enter a personal relationship with Jesus, with, if you like, the second Adam, then we can know for certain that we are partakers of his eternal life. It is ours if we truly believe. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. So, eternal life is ours. Eternal life is a certainty. And number three, eternal life cannot be lost. We cannot lose it. When we receive Jesus as our Saviour, He ensures our eternal possession with Him by giving us His Holy Spirit. You see, the Bible explains, when we believed, we were marked in Him with a seal. That is the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, if you like, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. Oh, wonderful, to the praise of His glory. The Spirit's presence in us is our guarantee of the security of our salvation. It cannot be lost. So, what does this mean for us? Well, 1,000 years ago, Moses challenged the people of Israel to choose life. And God is offering this life to everyone who seeks Him. Scripture tells us, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And this comes, of course, when we accept Jesus. If we have already received Jesus as our Saviour, we can rest in the promise that we will live forever. Yes, we will live forever. Knowing our souls will never die should give us great courage and patience. And as we endure whatever life sends our way, we can be sure that eternal life is the promise to all who believe. Oh, it's by grace, isn't it, that we're saved? Not by our own merit, but God giving His Son has made it possible. Jesus died a cruel death. He suffered on that cross. He wept. He was wounded. He died. But thank God that that was not the end. For Jesus said that he would come back, and he did. On the third day, as promised, he rose again from the dead. And praise God, he's alive forevermore. Can I say that you and I could not do what we do in God's service if Jesus wasn't with us today? God is with us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And our proof of that is surely the way the Spirit lives within us, equips and empowers us to do all that our wonderful God, three in one, require of us. You know, it might be difficult to think, how can someone rise from the dead? But my friends, it's happened. It's there in God's word. And my friend, we have eternal life because we will live forever. Praise God, and may the glory be his and his alone. Amen.
Someone asked me
yesterday how long I spoke for. They said, you're taking a service tomorrow, you're preaching. I said, I'm sharing God's message, yes. How long will it be? I said, well, possibly 15 minutes. I said, but I know some preachers who preach a lot more. But the important thing surely is, this is what I said to them, it is important that we give what God gives to us. And that, therefore, is God's timing.
So we're going to sing, I serve a risen Saviour. He lives, Christ Jesus, he lives today. He walks with me and talks with me a long night's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Yeah. lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along the narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. Now we are going to finish with a great Easter hymn, which is for every day, of course. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, hast won. So don't forget to mime, Bruce. I know you want to get carried away with this one. Bless you.
As we gather and as we say the grace, when we come to the last bit, hallelujah, let us say, He is risen, hallelujah. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. Amen.
He has risen! Hallelujah!